This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Arkel. The first phase of assembly elections in West Bengal recorded its highest ever poll participation since independence, with voter turnout of 91.78%. In Tamil Nadu also, record poll participation of 84.69% was registered yesterday. In West Bengal, nearly 91% of males, over 92% of females, and nearly 57% of third gender exercised their franchise. While in Tamil Nadu, over 83% of males, near 86% of females, and over 60% of third gender cast their votes. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar, Election Commissioners Dr. S.S. Sandhu and Dr. Vivek Joshi kept a close watch on the polling through live webcasting, which was ensured in all the polling stations in both the states. The Election Commission has issued a fresh set of post-poll guidelines for West Bengal assembly elections. The poll body has laid down strict protocols for handling surveillance cameras and video data after voting is over. Under new guidelines, SD cards used in polling booth cameras cannot be removed immediately after voting ends. They can be removed only at the designated data collection and receiving centre in the presence of the assistant returning officer. All video footage captured during polling must be preserved securely and systematically. No member of the polling party or booth level officer, BLO, can leave the polling station until the camera equipment has been fully dismounted. Bihar Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary will seek a vote of confidence in the State Assembly today during a special one-day session. According to an official notification issued by Assembly Secretariat, the session will commence at 11 a.m., during which the Chief Minister will move the confidence motion. All ministers and legislators have been asked by their respective parties to remain present in the House for proceedings. Samrat Chaudhary took an oath as Chief Minister on April 15, following which he had to seek a vote of confidence in the State Assembly. The Minister of Panchayati Raj will celebrate National Panchayati Raj today. The day commemorates the enactment of the landmark 73rd Constitutional Amendment Act that gave constitutional status and legal recognition to Panchayati Raj institutions across the country. The main event will be held in New Delhi, the ministry said, in a significant highlight of the national event. A message of Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be read out at the function. It added that Prime Minister's message will be disseminated among the elected representatives and functionaries of Panchayati Raj institutions and rural local bodies across the country. The Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare will organize the Northern Region Agriculture Conference in Lucknow today. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will attend the event. The ministry said the event will provide a platform connecting agriculture with new ideas, new technologies, and new markets. The conference will also address critical issues such as controlling counterfeit pesticides and fertilizers, preventing black marketing of fertilizers, improving distribution systems, and encouraging balanced usage. Indian Embassy in Tehran has strongly advised Indian citizens not to travel to Iran, whether by air or land. In an advisory, the embassy said that airspace restrictions and operational uncertainties due to regional tensions continue to affect international flight operations to and from Iran. In further, it reiterated that all Indian nationals currently in Iran should leave the country through designated land border routes, strictly in coordination with the embassy. India's men's and women's teams will begin their campaigns at BWF Thomas and Uber Cup finals in Horsens, Denmark today, aiming to regain the title won 4 years ago. In Thomas Cup, the men's team will today face Canada, Australia on Monday and China on Wednesday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.